And we are live. Welcome to the Tripod World Cup Punting Preview Show. And it's already into the knockout stages. It's the round of 16. The Aussies are still alive. I'm joined by Tom. His team is still alive and still one of the contenders. In fact, you can see on the screen straight away, I've got the latest futures odds. A couple of contenders are not on that list because they didn't even make it through to the knockout stages. But let's talk a little, Tom, about how you enjoyed the completion of the group games, how you went with your bets on match day three, and any of your couple of highlights that stood out to you.
Yeah, so it was actually a really good round for my best bets. I went 4-1. Was thinking I was in business there for the clean sweep this morning, but Brazil just couldn't get it over the line with their B side. I thought, you know, they were going to nab a late goal, but then Cameroon got a goal. And given the celebration and the way they enjoyed it, I am willing to cop that one. But it was a good round for me. Clawed back some distance. I think overall now I'm around 10 successful bets and 11 unsuccessful bets. So I have had most of my bets just over the $2 odds. So I think if you have been following me, you'd just be about to break even, and we still do have the South American team to win the World Cup bet up our sleeves. So it was a good round, salvaged some respectability back. But yeah, I've been enjoying the tournament. I think every single game of this tournament has been crazier than the last. I don't remember any tournament like this before. 2014, I thought was a great tournament. It was high scoring, but we didn't really tend to get that many upsets. So the quality of the results and the play has been sensational.
Yeah, the upsets have been crazy. Is any one moment or match stand out to you from the third round of fixtures?
Yeah, I think the Australia result was really special. Obviously, for me, it wasn't so special because I had a bet, which was a 65-1 multi, and that was for Denmark, basically, was the last leg to qualify. So it was a bit of a bittersweet one. But to see the scenes in Federation Square, that's what the World Cup is ultimately about. And then I guess this morning, seeing South Korea just come out of nowhere, and same with Japan as well. No one probably really gave them much chance. So the Asian sides, I think, in the last
And we might have some patchy connection issues with Tom there. I had the same 3 points for kind of highlights of the last week of matches. You've got to give a shout out to the Socceroos. We would have taken a draw going into that Denmark game. We did not foresee Tunisia upsetting France. The fact that Tunisia did, and I'll talk about all the big boys that did get upset, the fact that Tunisia won means Australia had to win or they would have been out. So thank goodness for Lecky, his clutch finish. And the Socceroos, as we know, are playing tomorrow morning against Argentina, who are second favourites. And I will touch on the futures odds. And hopefully Tom, who might have some gremlins there, will be able to get back because he looks a little bit dazed. But I think he is just frozen. Korea, well, I have to shout out Korea because pre-tournament, I tipped Korea to be runner-up in their Group H at $4.50. They get an injury time winner this morning set up by Son, and come from behind against Portugal, get the win. So not only do we cash that for a group bet, as Tom might be back on the stream, but I also tipped. Yeah, we got you back, mate. The beauty of being in the group. Last night, I tipped Korea, and I was going to tip Korea double chance. It was about right around even money. I thought, oh, yeah, you know, $1.94, I think you could get. And then I thought, well, a draw does Korea no good. So I'm going to tip Korea $4 for the outright upset. So that was pretty sweet as well. So you hit both of them. And Japan, you mentioned as well, Tom, like who could have thought they could lose the game to Costa Rica? A few days ago, I said they really blew it in that one and still win Group E, a group that had Spain and Germany upsetting the pair of them. Unluckiest team, before we talk about the teams that are left, is there one team you would mention who is no longer part of the tournament?
Possibly Uruguay, just because they probably thought that they were all sweet with 5 minutes to go. And then Korea score that late goal doesn't really give them much time to get that third goal at the end. They probably should have had a penalty at 2-0. But in saying that, I do think you make your own luck. And the way Uruguay played in that first game, they didn't probably deserve that much luck. They really were negative. They didn't really take it to South Korea. when they should have. So I think they've only really got themselves to blame. So yeah, to me, it's a bit of a tricky one. I don't think anyone really stands out as being super unlucky. I think Canada were unlucky not to get 3 points in the first game, but then their performance in the next two games wasn't really good enough. So yeah, it's if I had to pick one team, probably Uruguay.
Yeah, I was looking through it. Like, I don't think you could really say anyone's lucky to be there. I think everyone that got through deserves it. But I think Uruguay as well, because they went out on goal difference, late goal by Korea. So Korea were the fortunate ones, I suppose. But Korea was in every game that they played. And Uruguay, because they went out on goal difference and they had a lot of missed chances. We talked last pod about multiple shots off the woodwork in their first couple of games and close chances again this morning. That does hurt. We also warned you last pod about all those teams with virtually nothing to play for. Well, France, Spain, Portugal, Brazil, all rested some players, all didn't really need the win, all lost outright. And how about this fact, which you mentioned to me earlier, Tom, not one of the 32 teams actually won all three of their games and topped the group with 9 points.
Yeah, remarkable. First time since 1994 that's happened. I thought coming into this tournament, there'd be some teams who just would win every single game in their group. I thought Argentina were a banker to win all three. I thought Brazil were probably a banker to win all three. And I thought the Dutch, I thought they would probably win all three. So to get all 32 teams not having a win, in fact, 27 of the 32 teams experienced a loss. There's only five undefeated sides in this World Cup, which is crazy. So there's a very good chance that history will be made here, and the team that's lost a game goes on to win the World Cup. It's happened before, but it doesn't tend to happen that often.
And you said last time nobody won all three pool games was early 90s.
Yeah, 1994.
So that goes to show how anyone has been able to upset anyone on their day. But let's look at the updated futures. So Brazil's firmed a little bit. Spain coming second in their group. And no Germany, that actually sends Spain to the other side of the draw. So pre-tournament, I thought Spain was a legit contender. I think they still are, despite the fact they lost to Japan. I will take with a grain of salt the sides that lost that weren't desperate in the final games. You know, France resting 9 of 11, Brazil resting a lot of players this morning. So now Spain's actually on the side of the draw with France, with England. So that side of the draw is not as friendly as it looked to me pre-tournament. So my tip of England kind of pre-tournament, they haven't shortened really, despite the fact that they did win their group. We do have that riding bet on the World Cup combo that I did tip before the Rugby League World Cup. And the only thing we need to happen is a South American team to make the final. Brazil and Argentina, both on the same side of the draw. I think the only country I could realistically see beating the pair of them and stopping that would be Netherlands. And that's a fairly outside shot. So I think we're in such a strong position to get, as you can see, the two shortest favorites for the tournament. If you're listening to this as a podcast, Brazil $3.25, despite losing this morning, it didn't really hurt them. They topped the group. $3.25 to win the tournament, which is pretty short in the 16 remaining. And Argentina into $5.50. And you'll recall they lost their opening game, but they recovered, won the next two. And as we said, that side of the draw, Spain has diverted. So it's arguably not as formidable as it previously looked. And there's one other future bet that people are going to want us to talk about. We were talking a little bit in the group, and that is Winnie's World Cup multi. And Netherlands, we mentioned, they didn't win all three, but they did enough to top their group. USA got the win against Iran. They needed in their final game. They qualified. That was about an even money pick. Brazil, England, and Spain must all make the quarters. They're all looking good. I mean, they've all got pretty favorable matchups. We're going to discuss them, but they are all pretty short favorites to qualify. And at least one Asia, Africa, or North American team to make the quarterfinals. There are five, Tom, I think, left in the round of 16. A couple of them do play against Spain and Brazil, so we can't get those ones as our win, or it would knock us out of the other leg. So I think we have three candidates, three underdog shots, and if we can get one of them up, we will hit a 26-1. The current true odds are under a 3-1 shot. I asked Tristan if they're sweating, and he said it is like the Olympics Tokyo multi last year with a massive liability, and they are starting to get a little bit worried about that, which is kind of what we like to hear. Any other thoughts have you got for the futures markets? Otherwise, we'll go game by game, and we do have a mixed matchup to share as well.
Yeah, I like to be honest, I don't really think there's been any movement that really appetizes me. I think all the teams there are probably at the right odds. England, what is it, $8? Is that $8 or $9?
Nine.
I think $9 to me might be maybe a bit appetizing out of all of those teams. I think Brazil are maybe a bit short. The reason why England will be $9 there, though, is that they do have France on the way to...
And they'll be
the
underdogs final. To France. But I'm not sure if they should be with the injuries that France has sustained. But I guess that's probably a discussion for our next pod, which will be Friday. How about we jump into the games? Because you can share a little bit more of what you think of England and France. But the first match that's going to kick off the knockout phases is the Dutch playing USA. And that is actually, along with Japan, one of our best chances to get a non-European, non-South American through to the quarterfinals. Do you reckon Team USA has a shot, Tom? They've already done well for us getting through to this stage.
Yeah, I'm really big on the US as a team. I do think that they've got the ability to beat the Netherlands here. The USA have got a lot of players, like I've said throughout these podcasts, who are playing at a high level. The Netherlands, to me, have kind of flown under the radar. No one's really been talking about them. They've been tucked away in Group A. There's not really been any crazy upsets in that group, which has not really sparked any discussion. But the Dutch themselves, they've been winning games like 2-0, 2-1, or like 1-0, or they're involved in a 1-1 draw. They haven't really been setting the world alight. I do question the Dutch, you know, long-term if they were to get through this game. I do think this is a definite banana skin style game for them. The one concern I do have about the USA is they've only scored, I think it's only scored two goals in this tournament in three matches. I do think this game will be a tight one. The USA have kept two clean sheets. A lot of their players are defensive orientated. So I think it's going to be a low scoring game. The Dutch have struggled to generate chances. So I think if you were thinking that there could be a possible upset, maybe you could play double chance, or you could perhaps even play the US to win in extra time or penalties. But I think for your future multi, I think this is probably, I actually think this is our second best chance. Our best chance we'll preview a bit later. But I think the US can give it a real red hot crack, and I wouldn't be surprised if they won.
Now, in terms of the odds that you'll see, what's important to understand, these are regulation time only. So that's why you can bet the draw. So if you bet a team to win, and you're seeing here, Netherlands, $2. Draw, $3.15. USA, $4.30. So yes, it includes the additional time, the 7 or 8, or I wouldn't be surprised if we get 10 minutes in some of these high drama knockout games. That's all fine. That's still called regulation or normal time. But then if it is level, they will play another 30 minutes of extra time followed by penalties. So be aware, including bets you make like a team to score a number of goals. You might take a team over 1.5 goals or something. If it's 1-1, it most likely is going to be a 90-minute bet, and that's not going to be a winner. So, Tom, if you know the odds to qualify, you can state them for these games. I think in this case, it's what, like Netherlands $1.40 range to USA about $2.80.
Yeah, from what I remember, it was about $1.40, $1.50 for the Dutch, and it was about $2.50, $2.60 for the USA. So,
yeah,
the best way of thinking about it probably is take out the draw and think of it as just a head-to-head when it comes to the two qualify market. That's the best way I would have that. That's probably the best way I'd explain it.
Okay, so if USA is paying twice as much as Netherlands to win, it gives you some gauge that, you know, it's Netherlands has probably got, you know, it's probably kind of a 66-33 sort of split.
Yeah,
probably twice as good a chance as USA, but definitely a realistic chance. If USA is 260 to qualify, they're definitely like, and I haven't been impressed by Netherlands, which gives me confidence USA could do something here. Like, they only drew with Wales, but I think we could see clearly USA was superior to Wales because USA went in and drew with England and did beat Iran. The one question mark or the concern would be the injury to Pulisic, who scored the decisive goal against Iran but then went off with an abdominal injury. He did post on Instagram from his hospital bed saying he would be right for Saturday. That's Saturday in Qatar, but Sunday morning. So these games, this is the first one we've just discussed. That's your 1 or 2 a.m. tomorrow morning. And following that at 5 or 6 a.m., depending on Your daylight savings status on the Australian Eastern Coast is the Socceroos, the mighty Socceroos, taking on the winners of Group D, Argentina, or was Australia Group D? I can't remember.
But Australia was Group D, yeah. Australia was
so D, winners of Group C is Argentina, who, as I said before, recovered from their opening match loss to win the next two, as you suggested they would, Tom, and you tipped that after the Argentina lost at about 250 to win Group C. And the odds in this one, Argentina's $1.20, and that's to win in regulation. So to qualify, Argentina are like $1.10 or maybe a little shorter. The draw $7 and Australia $15. Can we dare to dream?
Ordinarily, I'd say no, but the last 2 weeks, we've seen some crazy things. So I do think this is one where reality probably catches up and Australia, you know, give it their all, but they do come unstuck. I think Australia played two fantastic games most recently. You know, we kept two clean sheets, which hasn't been done for a number of years for the Australian team. And it's actually the first time Australia's won back-to-back games. However, since they lost to Saudi Arabia, the Argentines have looked reasonably solid. And I don't see anything, unfortunately, but a convincing Argentine win. I think probably 2-3 to Argentina. I'd love to see Australia get an early goal and really unsettle the Argentines, but I just struggle to see it. I think the Argentines are clued on now that this tournament's not like any others and they're going to have to be geared up for it. I think if Argentina didn't lose that game in the first round, then maybe we could catch them napping and looking ahead in a look-ahead spot, but I don't see it here.
Yeah, they are the shortest favourites in this round, but you're right. You get complacency sometimes with a short price favourite, but probably not this side that already got that almighty shock in the opening game. Look, Australia scored the opening goal in all three of their matches so far, and that helps and that allows you to somewhat dictate the terms of play, but you can't guarantee that. And if Australia is forced to chase the game, then I think they could struggle. And I kind of look at it like this, in my opinion. I think Argentina is as good, if not better, than France. So I kind of think this game's going to go a lot like the Australia-France game. And I don't necessarily mean that Australia's going to get the lead, but I just mean that there's going to be a class difference. Whereas Tunisia, we were more levelly matched with them and we were just heroic on the day. And even Denmark, I was cautioning, like, everyone was talking them up. Denmark was like the sexy pick coming in. And I was kind of saying they could be a slightly overrated side. So now I think we're stepping up level again. And look, the nature of this sport, crazy things can happen. Argentina was $1.15 against Saudi Arabia and they lost that game. So we'll be cheering them on with everything we've got. But yeah, it's not jumping out at me as a great value play. In fact, I'll tease ahead that we've got an unpatriotic mixed matchup coming up. We'll get to that. Monday morning, we've got France, Poland, and another pretty short favorite. France are $1.30 to win in regulation. $5 the draw, 11 for Poland. Which side do you like in this, Tom?
France. Plain and simple. The French managed to rest pretty much their entire starting 11. They brought a few on at the end to try to get a goal, just to run around. They didn't get that goal. Poland have really unimpressed me this tournament. It's probably, if I could change it in the sense where we only get one team through from a group, and three teams go through from another group, I'd probably be nominating Poland as one of the teams to miss out. I thought they were incredibly poor throughout the tournament. They haven't really looked at all like they're going to contribute anything in the knockout stages. They were very iffy against Argentina. They didn't take the game really to Mexico. They played two games where they've not scored. They look pretty average against Saudi Arabia. I think France win this game. And I actually have a best bet of France to win 2-0 in this game. That's paying $1.86 on Sportsbet.
I don't feel as strongly the same way, I suppose. Like, you got to remember Lewandowski, you know, as his penalty saved against Mexico. I kind of feel like they could have won that. In fact, if they did, I think they would have topped this group. And maybe I'm just not as big a believer in France. And I feel like we can toss out the third game, but Australia is not the strongest opponent. I know they looked really good in that game once they got on top. And then I'm still questioning how capable, how elite that Denmark side was. And I still go back to losing Karim Benzema, you know, a few days before the tournament. And the other stars, that are missing from this side. And I don't know if they are absolute heavyweights. So I think Poland, and I mentioned Lewandowski before, you know, does he get a chance and can he jag one and keep him in the game? So you put out Poland to me as a proposed side we could fade, and I kind of looked elsewhere. But obviously you've still got your reasons, as you've shared, for going against Poland. But that's just the way I felt. I saw it. I was slightly more cautious. How about your countrymen, England? They play the runners-up from Group A, Senegal, and that is also Monday morning. That's the later Monday morning game. England, $1.52. Draws $3.80, or Senegal, $7.50. England's about $1.20 to qualify.
Yeah, England, rightfully favourites for this game. Senegal, done really well to make it out of the group, considering the Sadio Mane injury. I think once that injury happened, I was a bit nervous about my best bet of Senegal to get out the group. They managed it with a pretty inspiring performance against Ecuador, but it's another thing now to go up against England. The other thing is that Senegal have a suspension to a key midfielder in Idriss Agaye, so that's going to limit them even more. I think the way England played against Wales, that 10-15 minutes, they just turned it on. It was like watching a boxer go to work in one round and just finishing the fight and just effectively winning it in one round.
What was different? What was different for there's something different about them in that third game? They looked so much more threatening. I don't know if there's a certain player who was actually on the field. Something about them.
To be honest, I don't actually really know, because in the first half they were pretty free flowing. They just didn't really, you know, create that open chance. But I think in the end, I put it down to a few things. I think Wales might have lost their legs a tiny bit towards the end of the tournament. But I think once England got one goal ahead, it was all over for Wales. They knew mentally they were gone. But I think England just kind of took the approach of Wales aren't very good. We're going to win this game. And I think it showed with the confidence in the 11 that was put out. I think Gareth Southgate was a bit worried about the USA, probably rightfully so in reflection. You know, England have achieved what they wanted to do in this group by getting first. So my best bet for this game, and I haven't actually done a bet of this nature so far in this tournament, is actually Harry Kane to score a goal. That's paying $2.25. I'll confirm what bookie that is in the comments. It escapes me at the moment. The reason why I'm taking this bet is essentially England have scored 9 goals so far in this tournament. Harry Kane hasn't scored one. Harry Kane's an elite goal scorer for both club and country. His record for England is remarkable. He's scored 50 goals in about 75-80 matches. That's one goal in basically every 1.7 games. So for this bet to win, he's only got to, well, for this bet to be profitable, he's basically got to score in 40% of games, I think it works out to be the rough maths. I think this type of game, he's likely to step up. I think England's probably going to have a lot of pressure on the Senegalese, and I do think maybe England could get a penalty. VAR is a live factor. I do worry about Koulibaly maybe dragging Harry Maguire down at a set piece. So it's just these little things. I feel like Harry Kane's due. I was thinking England to nil, but this play gets you a bit more value, and I think Harry Kane's due.
45%, just for the sticklers out there, would be your kind of just slight profitability on that. I don't know what odds you get if you did a same game multi and added England to win, but you could probably bump it up by, you know, 10 or 20 cents there, and it's fairly correlated. Only concern, I suppose, is sometimes Harry Kane drops back a bit and is a bit of a distributor, but still, he's still, as you say, the record speaks for itself. I was being facetious before when I said what was different. I mean, for one, Wales aren't as good as USA. So I think they looked better just because their opponent wasn't as strong. And that's credit to the USA and why we give them a chance tonight or tomorrow morning against the Dutch. But Phil Foden actually played and was one of the best on pitch, arguably best on pitch. You talk about the opening goal. He draws that from an attacking run, draws the foul on the edge of the box. And then he scores the second himself and he's a threat. And I was thinking, can he still win player of the tournament if England like wins the World Cup or makes a final? I thought, I don't think the voters will hold it against him that he didn't play in a game that was nil all. And I was thinking back, and I could be wrong. I don't know if anyone else has a better memory than me, about 1998. And Zidane, I believe, was player of the tournament, leading the French to win a home World Cup. But I should have checked this. I'm honestly gone off memory, so I could be wrong. But I have a memory of him stomping on a Saudi Arabian player in the group stage and actually getting a red card and missing a group stage game, but then being so dominant through the knockout phases that he still was the player of the tournament. So what I'm saying is the most important games are the ones ahead of us. And if you up a key player for a team that goes very deep or, you know, goes all the way, I still think you got a chance. And Foden's still about 50-1 for a player of the tournament. Mm. I don't know if any other Englishman has really stood out. Rashford did have a double in the game yesterday. Kane would probably be needed scoring more goals, but maybe if he scores one or more in this one, he's in the conversation as well. So that's just my thoughts. I do expect England will have too much class for Senegal. As you said before, they're missing Mane. Yes, they got by Qatar and Ecuador. England is a different beast. Moving to Tuesday, Japan, the surprise winners of Group F, or Group E it was, as we said before, a group that everyone thought was a two-horse race with Germany and Spain, and Japan disposed of both of them, and they get Croatia, the runners-up from the last World Cup, and Croatia are actually the favourites in this one, despite being the lower-seeded side. Croatia's about the $2.10 mark. The draw, $3, and Japan, $4. So again, this is another candidate for us to win Winnie's World Cup multi if Japan gets through. And you said before, Tom, you think they're our best chance. It's interesting. Their odds almost mirror the USA's chances against Netherlands. So two very realistic possibilities. And you reckon the Japanese that have already killed a couple of giants, or certainly stunned a couple, could roll another football powerhouse here.
Yeah, Japan, they've taken down two of the biggest European heavyweights so far. But this, to me, is more of a fade on Croatia, in my eyes. Croatia have come for a group that I'm not really sure if it was a good group or if it was a bad group. I think it's one of those groups in time will reflect and will look back whether or not it was a good or a bad group. Belgium, possibly past it. Canada were perhaps not experienced enough, and then you just have to be there, and that's essentially what they did. Croatia, my big problem with them is I just don't think they've got enough goals in them. They've had two games where they haven't scored, and it does concern me. I think their midfield's handy. I think their centre back partnership has got a very experienced player in Dejan Lovren, and I'm not going to even attempt to pronounce the young lad who's coming through, but he's been one of the standouts so far in the tournament. So Croatia, they do look okay in the midfield, but I think up front that's where they really struggle. Obviously, they scored those four goals against Canada, but Canada were very open. So I just don't know, in a really tight game, where Croatia are going to get the goals from. I don't think Kramaric is that guy. I see him in a similar manner to Morata of Spain. I actually would take a best bet here of Japan to qualify. That's paying around $2.50. I'll have to confirm it with the in the comments which bookie that was. I just feel like Japan, they've got the momentum. They just don't go away in games. Just when you think they're beaten, they come back. I fought against Germany, they were beaten. And again, against Spain, I thought they were beaten. I'm willing to write that Costa Rica game off as just a weird concentration lapse, but I'm really big on this Japanese side. I think they've shown that they can get after a side like Croatia.
Imagine a pre-tournament bet of Japan will lose to Costa Rica and concede the opening goal to Spain and concede the opening goal to Germany, but win Group E. That you could have written your own ticket on that. As you said, they came from behind in both those games. And look, I don't think it's a fluke that a lot of these Asian countries are having a really good World Cup. I think it's showing that there's not necessarily a massive gulf in talent to a couple of the other continents. And so I give Japan a big shot here. And I'm kind of with you. I was talking fade Croatia going into this tournament. And yeah, they got that decisive 4-1 win over Canada that helped them really lock a position or be in the box seat to get into the knockout phases. And then they got that draw against Belgium, but Belgium was so underwhelming. And if you watched Belgium-Croatia, you dead set had to wonder if Lukaku had a bit of money on Croatia, the way he looked like he was trying not to score at stages. And obviously, Belgium wins that game. Croatia's not even here anymore. So I like the play, and that's why we are going to have an unpatriotic best mixed matchup. Now, we won the mixed matchup. We didn't even say that. That's how good our tips have been going. We win a $2.75 mixed matchup last week and we forget about it. But that was England to outscore, was it Mexico?
Mexico,
right?
Yeah.
And England, as you said, got three on the board against Wales. Could have got more, but we were happy with three. Mexico played Saudi Arabia. Mexico did get two goals and were chasing another one because they needed goal difference to get them through. But thankfully, they ended up with only two, so we won 3-2, and that was $2.75 again. We've won two of the three this World Cup, both paying $2.75, so that's been fantastic. This one's $2.20, and I warned you, I mean, Tom's not Aussie, so he's just calling it like he sees it, and even I think, look, you can cheer for the Aussies. You don't have to take this bet. Maybe you can just cheer for the Aussies and be happy if the mixed matchup doesn't win, or you can play, some people call this an emotional hedge. And there's even a possibility Australia could win or get through and we could still win the mixed matchup. But it's pretty simply, we're going Japan to score more goals than Australia. Now, the note there is it's in regulation. So some of these games could go to extra time. If the Australia game against Argentina goes to extra time, I think we'll all take that and we'll be happy with that. But it got too complicated and we didn't want to confuse anyone. If one game might go to extra time, one might not. The odds are all set up based on the 90-minute markets. So the odds for this is 90 minutes. So, and when I say 90, it includes the additional time, but regulation. Japan, who play Croatia, who we give a real chance of progressing, to score more goals than Australia, who play Argentina, who unfortunately we dare to dream, but we do not give a real shot of progressing. And $2.20 for that is pretty juicy, obviously, because a tie is a loss. But do you like the sound of that one, Tom?
Yeah, I do. To be honest, I don't see Australia scoring a goal, so... one goal for Japan might be enough for this bet.
It might. We did win the first mixed matchup 1-0, and we said as much in that circumstances. So we're to the tournament favourites. This is the later game Tuesday morning. They lost this morning, and they're still top their group. Brazil against South Korea, who needed, as we said before, an injury time winner to progress after a dramatic defeat the previous game that had their backs against the wall. But they've gotten through, so this is another crusade of the Asian sides. South Korea's had a little bit of success in the past in World Cup history, but most notably when they were hosting the tournament themselves. And South Korea, sorry, I nearly had a little guest trying to jump on the pod there. South Korea are big outsiders in this one. They're $13 against Brazil, who are $1.25. And remember, that's $1.25 that Brazil wins this in regulation. To qualify, Brazil are under $1.10. Do you give South Korea any hope in this one? And do you know the status of the Brazilian stars, namely Neymar, sprained an ankle in the opening game? Is he going to be fit to play?
I haven't heard anything about Neymar in probably the last 3-4 days. I saw him in the stadium this morning and he had a bit of a smile on his face when Cameroon scored the goal. So I think it was almost a look on his face of I'll be back. But we'll wait and see with Neymar. I do wonder if maybe he'll come off the bench and they'll just have him as an insurance policy. I do think Brazil are playing well enough not to rush him back. They pretty much played the B side this morning. So, again, I'm probably writing off Brazil's performance this morning. They probably should have actually still won the game this morning. You know, they had a number of close chances. Martinelli probably should have finished a few off. So I'm not too worried about Brazil. I think South Korea, they put in a really big performance this morning. It's going to be hard for them to get back up. They're basically playing a side that's, you know, got an extra 3-4 days rest. So to me, I just think Brazil, I can't see it any other way. I'm going to play best bet of Brazil to win 2-0. I know I played it this morning and it didn't come off for me. However, in the first two games when Brazil were playing what I'd consider as being their A team, they didn't even face a shot on target. And that was against Serbia and Switzerland, who arguably are better than South Korea. I think South Korea are a more defensive side. So I do struggle to see where South Korea are going to get a goal from, especially when Brazil have got those players in the midfield who can just bully it and control the tempo. So I like Brazil to nil. That's around $1.85. I'll also confirm the bookie and the exact pricing in the comments.
The odds in this game very similar to the Argentina-Australia game. And it's similar in the sense that the team that got through, that's the underdog, has kind of met their objective in getting to the knockout stages, and anything after this is gravy. They're kind of playing with house money, and maybe that can make a team dangerous. Like, South Korea's got nothing to lose. And look, there's a bit of a letdown factor, sure, just off the emotional high. But I think, yeah, everyone understands, you know, the stakes, and that they can just throw everything at Brazil. And you've got a guy like Heung-min Son, who came into the tournament with that, you know, facial injury. I kind of think, like, as the tournament goes on, that could only kind of get better. He looked pretty sharp this morning. He had that absolutely superb touch when there was a flock of defenders around him to thread the needle to find his teammate for the winning goal. I'm kind of making a little case for South Korea here. Like, maybe if Neymar's not right, and maybe South Korea's riding a wave, and that's just the case that maybe South Korea can make a game of this. I wouldn't be as bold to say, like, they're going to upset Brazil. And one thing I didn't note, but just if people are interested, there's a pair of games. So no games are on at the same time, obviously. We've got the 1 or 2 a.m., 5 or 6 a.m., every day for the next 4 days, and then so two games per day. And those games are that are on the same day are the quarterfinal pairings as well. So if you look at kind of the four teams that are at the top of the screen here, you can see that by Spain and Germany bottling Group E, how open that side of the draw is for Brazil. Like, you get South Korea followed by the winner of Japan, Croatia, and you just got to emerge out of that grouping to get to a semi-final. So that is one of the reasons why Brazil are so, you know, $3 or $3.20 to win the tournament, because the draw is pretty kind. Now, I didn't even celebrate as we move to the final match day of matches. I didn't even celebrate another winner that I also tipped pre-tournament, which was Morocco to qualify. But they did qualify with a win over Canada, and that was $3.40. I said pre-tournament, I'm picking three long shots to get through, and if we just win one, we'll be in profit. I went Qatar, and they were so awful in the opening game, and I thought, oh, what do I know? What have I done? Then I had Morocco and South Korea, so got back on track. So we didn't just win one, we won two. But the reason I'm disappointed is, if you're in the group, I also tipped Morocco $11 to make the quarterfinals, and I just think it's so unlucky that they won their group, and the reward is Spain. And it so easily could have been Morocco, Japan. And I think Morocco is playing great football. I said last week, I think Ziyech is the man that can make things happen and find goals for him. And he has scored once or twice. I know he had one goal that got denied by VAR, but he had the opening goal against Canada. That was a bit of a gift from the Canadian keeper. But still, Spain are the rightful favourites in this one, despite losing. Again, I'll mention the fact that some of these sides that lost in the most recent matches didn't desperately need to win. And so, you know, the Spain-Japan game was simultaneous with the Germany-Costa Rica game. There was a period of like 3 or 4 minutes when Costa Rica was leading Germany and Japan was leading Spain that Spain would not have got through. I wonder if Germany didn't come back, maybe Spain could have pushed a bit harder, because I don't know if you put yourself in Spain's shoes. I don't know if they really cared that much whether they were going to play Croatia or Morocco in the next round. You could argue which is the tougher game. And I also don't know if they cared about drifting to the opposite side of the draw to Brazil. So I'm not sure if I'm overthinking that, but I'm not sure how desperate they were at the end of that Japan game. You never want to lose, but I don't think it hurt them too badly. And now they sit $1.55 favorites. The draw close to $4, Morocco close to $7. To qualify odds are about $1.15 to $4.50 or $5 for Morocco. We do need Spain to get through for Winnie's World Cup multi. How do you see this one playing out, Tom?
Spain win, but I think it's a bit closer than the odds suggest. Morocco are one of the only, I think there's only three sides in this tournament who got 7 points. It was them, Netherlands, and England. So you could make an argument that they've been one of the stronger performing sides of this World Cup so far. They're pretty good defensively. I did say in a few previous pods, that I've got a few concerns about Morocco and where they're getting the goals from. I still have those concerns. Obviously, you know, they have scored against Belgium, and then they scored against Canada. However, scoring against Spain is a different kettle of fish. The Spanish have got great respect for the ball. They don't give it to you that easily. But the Spanish themselves don't have an out-and-out striker. So this could be a bit of a nervy game. I could see Spain maybe, you know, wrestling for 55, 60 minutes, trying to get that goal before eventually getting it. This is maybe the type of game where I could possibly see going to extra time and then Spain just winning on the basis that their bench has got a bit more quality and depth. But, you know, you've got your $11 long shot of Morocco, as well as the 26-1. So I'm just going to sit back and watch this one, and I'll probably reluctantly cheer on Spain so that we can get the 26-1 going further.
That's the other bittersweet thing. I can't win my $11 Morocco tip to make the quarters and win his World Cup multi. Is one or the other, or of course, still both could miss out. Spain could win this, but we could, you know, not get another. We could miss out on another result. But yeah, like that's the other thing. If Morocco had met Japan, we'd already be locked in. We'd be guaranteed a non-European, non-South American side. So I was a bit disappointed with the way it panned out. We'll see what happens on the field, I guess. That's a decent hedge if you did take 11s, and it's still a good price about Morocco, but Spain was like the toughest opponent they could have got. I honestly wouldn't have minded even if they got Germany in this one, because I really rate the way they're playing. But Spain is just such a classy outfit, and with Pedri and Gavi in the middle of the field kind of running things, they're just dominating possession against everyone. And look, Japan showed you could beat them, but whether they're going to lose back-to-back games, I'm not too confident. That leaves the final game of the round of 16, and it's later Wednesday morning. It is Portugal, who are sort of pick 'em to win in 90 minutes against Switzerland. The draw 330, Switzerland 460. So both sides a realistic chance in this one. Who do you like, Tom?
I lean Switzerland ever so slightly, just because I think their defense is got the ability to frustrate teams. They managed to frustrate Brazil. Their defense ultimately won them the game against Serbia, although that game this morning, 3-2, I did not see that. I thought it would be 1-1 or 1-0. So I got my read on that game was wrong. But in the end, when it turned into a shootout and they needed to be the first team to defend, they were that team. The Swiss do have an ability to hit you on the counter. And like we saw in the Euros last year, they don't go away, even when they look like they're beaten. The French thought they had them beaten when they were 3-1 up, and then the Swiss ended up getting through. So I do think the Swiss are maybe a bit better than what that price suggests. I think Portugal, I was fading them before the tournament. You know, they won their first two games, made me look a bit foolish. I don't read anything into their game this morning. I still think Portugal, there is going to be a few problems at some point in this tournament with Ronaldo. Whether it's going to be this round or later in the tournament, I just feel like his individualism is going to cause a problem for them at some point. And maybe against a very united Swiss side, it could be the time for it to happen. I don't have a play on this game, but I wouldn't mind playing perhaps under 1.5 goals. That would probably get you around 260, 270, depending on where you shop. But yeah, I think this game could be one where the underdog gets up.
I don't believe in Switzerland as much. I feel like they were reasonably lucky with kind of one breakaway goal to get the win over Cameroon. And I felt like the game this morning could have gone either way. Both sides had a lot of good chances. It was a very entertaining game. But look, they deserved to win. And in fact, they only needed to draw to progress. Portugal, again, they were just nowhere near as desperate as South Korea. And they didn't have all their best players on. And so I think they're going to be fresh and focused and potentially too classy for the Swiss. So I would tip Portugal. I think it's slightly better than $1.88 to win in regulation. That wouldn't be a bad way to play it. I'd love to hear what you guys think, especially if you're riding any of our long shots or Winnie's World Cup multi. I think we've done outstanding so far. The pre-tournament bets that we've given and several of those winning through the group stage and just round by round. As I said, I'm still on this winning streak. I've won my last five tips. In fact, the only game where I've actually given a tip in the group and lost was the opening game of the tournament, Qatar. So every other game where I've given a tip, I've won, unless you want to count the second week mixed matchup. But we're 2 out of 3 on mixed matchups, and every other game where I've shared a tip has been a winner for you guys. So it's been pretty fun, and that's not easy to do. And even Tom's saying he's 10 and 11 and average odds above $2. It really isn't easy to do, as evidenced by all these favorites that are going down nearly on a nightly basis. So no doubt there'll be some surprises in the round of 16. There always are. Enjoy it for everything that it's worth, guys, because on Thursday there's no football. On Friday there's no football. There's actually going to be a break in the tournament. We will be back on Friday to preview the quarterfinals, including Australia maybe taking on Netherlands, ooh, potentially.
So Netherlands.
We could be previewing, or it could be we could be previewing a USA-Australia quarterfinal. Dare to dream, guys. Go the Socceroos, as always. Good luck to your bets and your teams, everybody. Thank you, Tom, for joining me. Of course, everyone out there, have a punt responsibly. Top Sport sponsors the show, so if you did want to get on that toppy market, you do need to play that tonight because the Socceroos do play tomorrow morning. Use the code TRIPOD if you need a toppy account. Again, you can have up to 200 on that bet at 220 if you think Japan goes better than Australia. But I understand if a few Aussies don't want part of this one, they want to give that one a miss. That's fine. All right, guys, enjoy the action again, and we'll see you Friday. Lego.